Reverend Edward Pinckney from Marquette Branch Prison, better known as the Concentration Camp of America. We must stop supporting LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Oprah Winfrey, and all others who do not support our black community. The history of our nation is a history of a long, hard, tireless effort to broaden the franchise of American citizens, which include black Americans. At the first birth of our nation, a great struggle had to be made to secure the ballot for all people who did not own property. Even among the founding fathers, there were men who felt that only those who owned property should have the right to vote. Over this issue, a major struggle took place when, after many, many, many long years, this fight was successfully won. A great effort was made by black and women to seeking to attain voting rights. After many, many years of agitation, we won the right to vote. Many people died for the right to vote, fair housing, jobs, and to be educated. But now comes the blacks who refuse to give back to the community. LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Oprah Winfrey, and many, many others really believe that they are part of this system, the establishment. They are only puppets to this corrupt rigged system. The best example I can give you is the NBA basketball finals, which was rigged for LeBron James and the billionaire Dan Gilbert, owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, to win the NBA championship. The referees were cheating for the Cleveland Cavs to win all along with the commissioner of the NBA. I would never, ever watch another game or on TV or 10. It is a perfect example of our system and the establishment. They picked and choose who will win the championship, and the people paid the price for entertainment are being cheated by the corrupt rigged system and the establishment. LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Oprah Winfrey, and many, many others all refuse to give back to the community. It is so simple just to help the needy and write it off. Put the people to work and write it off once again. LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Oprah Winfrey, and all the other feel if the blacks is to rise up out of poverty, if the blacks is to rise up out of the slum conditions, if the blacks is to rise up out of discrimination, racism, he must do it all by himself, like they did. They say blacks must lift himself by his own bootstraps. They do not understand people who died so they could live. LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Oprah Winfrey never stopped to realize that no other ethnic group have ever been a slave on American soil. They never stopped to realize that the nation made the black man color a stigma. They never stopped to realize the debt that they owe so many people who fought and died for them. The position that they in now, and they refuse to give back to the community, and black people still support them. They go all out for them. Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Oprah Winfrey, and many others. In 1863, the black people was told that he was free as a result of the Emancipation Proclamation signed by Abraham Lincoln. But the black man was not given any land to make that freedom meaningful. It was something like the person keep a person in prison for a number of years and suddenly discovered that that person is not guilty of the crime for which he was convicted, and you say now you are free, but you don't give him any money to live, any place to live, or anything to survive on. We must learn to stand together, fight together for all. LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Oprah Winfrey are all puppets for the system and the establishment and refuse to give back to the community who support them. The system will not allow them to open their mouth about issues in the black communities. We must confront the system, the establishment. We must confront LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Oprah Winfrey at all costs. Reverend Edward Pinckney called from Marquette Branch Prison.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.